Now let's characterize the orientation point. An actual viewpoint of dimension can be mistaken for a physical universe location. But an actual orientation point is what makes the space. Your hometown only appears to be an orientation point. We get many complexities of this. An individual running down from an orientation point himself, that is to say, he is the point which is doing the viewing, begins to attach this attribute to his hometown, and then, if he loses his hometown, begins to attach this attribute to another person. And now we have a symbol using another symbol for an orientation point. And this gets very confused, and this is a confused point in various personal relations and so forth. One person is using another person for an orientation point. What is then the definition of an orientation point? A perfect orientation point has no mass, of course, you see. It has no meaning beyond the fact what we can describe its characteristics. It has no mobility, because it, of course, is what makes space. So does it then have mobility in the space it makes? No. Couldn't have, could it? And in addition to that, it has no mass, it has no wavelength. Has no position then in space or location, actually. It has no mass. It has no significance. It has no wavelength. It's not an energy manifestation. It is a static. And what have we just described? A thetan. Well, it looks to me like this is the difference then, when we say orientation point and symbol, between somebody who can exteriorize and somebody who can't exteriorize. A person who is a symbol, very thoroughly a symbol, very convinced of it, would not be able to exteriorize easily. And why? Because he has mass, meaning, and mobility. Well, if somehow or another you could take the mass, meaning, and mobility out of this symbol, to some degree, you would have yourself an operating thetan, wouldn't you? Now, his body might still have mass, meaning, and mobility. But if the person who was handling that body did not have mass, meaning, and mobility, we, of course, would maintain the state of exteriorization. But as soon as the thetan confused himself with the body and said, look, I am the body, he would then have, as a thetan, mass, meaning, and mobility. And where is he as a static? Well, he's a piece of energy, that's what he is, mass. He's a name, meaning. And he moves around and is moved around by the body, mobility. Well, all this would be completely hopeless, actually, if we didn't know the basic anatomy of how something turns from an orientation point to a symbol.